Tuesday was a challenging day for the Australian share market. The ASX 200 took a knock at the outset. It was down by around a half of 1% for much of the day. Sort of a little bit of a flourish of buying towards the end to see it close down by just under 0.4%. But the overarching theme throughout the region today was the Trump tariffs that were announced after the US market closed this morning and before the commencement of local trade. There's going to be new tariffs imposed on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports into the US. That'll start off at 10%. It'll be ratcheted up to 25% at the beginning of next year. And the question now is whether or not the US will apply tariffs on an additional near $270 billion worth of imports from China later on, or phase three as it's called. So this brings to the fore a number of questions, not least of which is what does it mean for Chinese growth, but then there's also the unintended consequences in terms of other emerging Asian economies. And of course, Australia is caught up in that catchment as well. We rely heavily on trade with China, and the slowdown in that economy's growth could impact the local picture. So these are all uncertainties that the market is grappling with at the moment. We saw mining and energy stocks lead the declines today. Santos, Woodside and Oil Search were all down by more than 1%. Miners also weaker. BHP Billiton was down by around a half of 1%. It was a mixed picture where the banks were concerned. The CBA and NAB groups ended higher. The rest were generally weaker. Elsewhere, there were a number of earnings results today, including TPG Telecom. The stock finished flat, even though there were some disappointments in the earnings, and there was also a pretty grim outlook in terms of the expectation for further headwinds, given the challenges that telcos generally face because of the rollout of the NBN. On a brighter note, there was an earnings report from Kathmandu today. Their profit was up by 33%. Sales were up by a very healthy 12%, but probably the most encouraging aspect of that is that their revenue rose, but their margins increased as well. So this is quite counter to what you tend to see in the retail space at the moment, where increased sales generally come at the hands of discounting, which means that margins compress. So the market liked this news. The shares were off their best levels of the day with a gain of 1%, but year to date, that stock has outperformed the market with a gain of around 30%. A mixed day for the Aussie dollar. It was down initially on the news relating to the Trump tariffs, but then it recovered after the RBA indicated that the next move in interest rates, while sometime off, is likely to be up rather than not. And that helped support the local currency, which is back to around 72.2 US cents.